98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The House voted to avert a government shutdown as it passed another short-term spending bill, but the day on Capitol Hill saw several high-profile conflicts. ABC's Rachel Scott explains.
You know where to find me. Any place, any time.
In a Senate hearing, Republican Mark Wayne Mullen of Oklahoma challenging the president of the Teamsters to a physical fight.
You want to do it now?
I'd love to do it right now.
Well, stand your butt up then.
You stand your butt up.
Oh, hold on. Oh, stop it.
Senator Bernie Sanders immediately calling for order.
Oh, no, sit down.
Hi, Eric. Sit down.
Congressman Tim Burchett said that his fellow Republican, former Speaker Kevin McCarthy, elbowed him as he conducted an interview. McCarthy denied it. President Biden will meet Wednesday with Chinese leader Xi Jinping on the sidelines of the APEC summit in California. And the IDF says it's carrying out a precise and targeted action against Hamas in an area of a Gaza hospital that it says Hamas uses as headquarters. This is ABC News. Six people, including three high school students, were killed in Ohio Tuesday when their charter bus was rear-ended by a semi-truck. Governor Mike DeWine said,
"It's the worst nightmare for, I'm sure, the superintendent. Worst nightmare for the families. Worst nightmare for the teachers."
18 people were hurt in what was a five-vehicle collision. The other three people killed were all in a passenger car. The wreck took place on westbound I-70, about 26 miles east of Columbus. The NTSB is investigating. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin filed a motion asking a judge to throw out his conviction for murdering George Floyd in 2020, citing his communications with a doctor in Kansas who believes Floyd did not die from asphyxia due to Chauvin's actions. Federal appeals court ruled that auctioning federal leases for oil and gas drilling in the Gulf of Mexico must take place next month, despite environmentalist efforts to fight the sale and the Biden administration's efforts to scale it back. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Lows level off around 34 overnight under partly cloudy skies. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 52. Tomorrow, sunny skies and calm. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Lows level off around 35. Cloudy skies expected Thursday. Decreasing clouds by Friday. Upper 50s Thursday. Mid 30s by Friday. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 34 overnight. We should top off around 52 tomorrow. Lows level off around 35 tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 51.
We love the new country.
You guys play the new stuff.
But we also love the songs we know every word to.
You guys are always playing the song I can sing along with.
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
Well, look who it is. Last call I thought I'd get. How's your mama? How you been? Girl, it's been too long. Saw your sister at the Circle K. Her baby number two was on the way. Hadn't seen her since her wedding day with you on my arm. It's good to hear from you again. Girl, what a coincidence. I was just thinking about that weekend out on Cumberland Lake. And that one time in Baton Rouge will be made out in the rain. Where we went chasing falling stars on a hill at your daddy's farm. Don't be sorry for calling me up right out of the blue. I was just thinking about you.
about you.
Recently announcing he's going out on the road with the Zac Brown Band. I think Uncle Cracker's going to be on the bill as well. Music on the way from Chris Jansen, Jameson Rogers, and Carrie Underwood's latest cook. Out of that truck.